the consequences of nursing turnover in terms of how nursing turnover affects the patient outcomes and then nursing unit dynamics. The nursing workforce crisis shows no sign of abating, and then continued nursing shortages have important implications for healthcare policymakers and then managers. The national survey conducted by HSN Group reported a 21.3% average turnover rate for the registered nurses. In the similar vein, vacancy rate for the nursing position in the hospital in many areas of country are on the rise. The HSM study reported a 10.2% national average acute care hospital RN vacancy rate. As nurse shortages grow and then the need increases for the enhanced retention strategies, dysfunctional aspects of the nursing turnover have been an implicit theme in the nursing turnover study. Therefore, numerous studies have been undertaken to better understand nursing turnover behaviors. There is a well-developed body of theoretical literature examining the consequences of the turnover. In addition to the economic cost of the turnover, the loss and then disruption of organizational processes are the major consequences of the turnover. Although the adverse consequences of the turnover are a major concern in the turnover study, the researchers also suggested positive aspects of turnover, such as innovation and adaptations. There is very little empirical research focusing on the impact of nursing turnover on nurse and patient outcomes. Most empirical research examining the direct impact of turnover on quality of care, although theoretical literature of turnover consequences present the underlying mechanism between turnover and patient outcomes. For the few existing studies examining the impact of the turnover with aggregated turnover rate on the hospital level, such studies are not sensitive to the variation in work group mechanisms among hospital nursing units. Therefore, taking nursing unit as the unit of analysis allows an investigation of how turnover affects work group processes and, in turn, how these processes affect on patient outcomes. The proposed hypothesized model is formulated around an input process outcome framework posited by McGrath. The figure 1 illustrates the IPR framework. The input are the primary cause. In their study, the nursing unit turnover is the input of interest. Process represent the mechanisms that inhibit the ability of team members to combine their capabilities and behavior. According to the Kozlowski's classification of work group processes, focusing on the cognitive, affective, behavioral mechanisms, the selected constructs derived from the each work group mechanisms are used for the proposed study. The outcomes represent the criteria to assess the effectiveness of team actions. In the current study, various outcomes such as patient satisfaction, average length of stay, medication errors, and patient falls will be assessed. In addition, the dashed arrow from the patient outcomes to the nursing turnover, this is the feedback loops produced endogeneity problem of the turnover and needed to be controlled for the hypothesized model. Figure 2 illustrates the proposed framework of this study. The three constructs, group cohesion, relational coordination, and work group learning, are derived from the literature of consequences of the turnover and work group processes. The work group processes explain the underlying mechanism of the effect of nursing unit turnover on patient outcomes. Except work group learning, the rest of work group processes are negatively related with nursing unit turnover. In turn, it leads to negative patient outcomes. In terms of work group learning, I hypothesize non-linear relationship between turnover and work group learning. In other words, the nursing unit turnover could lead to lower level of work group learning overall. However, at the medium level of turnover, I hypothesize that nursing turnover may increase work group learning. Therefore, the research question of the current study is the how does nursing unit turnover affect the key worker processes, and then how these processes mediate the impact of nursing unit turnover on patient outcomes. Because the data for the current study were derived from the outcome research in nursing administration project, I'd like to begin with a description of the ONA2 study. The ONA2 study used a non-experimental causal modeling research design with the nursing unit as the unit of analysis. It is originally designed to investigate relationship among the RN staffing adequacy and then work environment and then organizational and patient outcomes. The ONA2 sample is consists of 286 medical surgical nursing units throughout 143 randomly selected acute care hospitals. Two eligible nursing units participated in each hospital. In addition, 4,911 nurses and then 2,722 patients complete survey questionnaires. Data were collected from 2003 through 2004. Although the ONA2 study was designed as a longitudinal causal modeling study, the current study adopts a cross-sectional study design with a sequential manner of data collection, and the nursing unit is as the unit of analysis. By temporal ordering of the variables, the current research model is able to control endogeneity problem of turnover and make a justified judgment about the causal relationship between turnover and outcomes. However, only in true experimental designs, possible alternative explanations for observed relationship can be eliminated. Turnover is the degree of individual movement across the membership boundary of organization. The variable turnover is the average crude turnover rate of registered nurses. Three process variables were measured for group cohesion, relational coordination, and work group learning. Dependent variables include patient perception and efficiency and patient safety. Patient satisfaction were collected from 10 randomly selected patients on each hospital unit. The scale addressed patient satisfaction with overall courtesy and then friendliness of the nursing staff. Average length of a patient day is the patient days per patient discharge, and patient falls and medication errors are number of instant per 1,000 patient days. To minimize reporting bias, the current study used a measure of medication error resulting in severe cases. The model used these variables to control alternative explanation for the workup processes and then patient outcomes, which include patient acuity and unit characteristics, nurse characteristics, and then hospital characteristics. Table 1 presents the time sequences of selected variables. The important point here is that prior to data collection of workup processes, information about turnover obtained, and then finally, information about patient outcomes was measured at 3 consecutive months. Therefore, this study used a lag information approach to control endogeneity problem of turnover. This slide presents the data analysis plan. The current study, the unit of analysis was the nursing unit. The variable measure the individual level needed to be aggregated to the nursing unit level. Inter-rater agreement was used to justify aggregation of individual level data to nursing unit level. The scores for the selected variable were over 0.7 threshold. The linear term of the turnover is adapted to test the linear relationship between turnover and worker cohesion and relational coordination, in turn its relationship with patient outcomes. On the other hand, the spline function is used to detect a possible non-linear relationship between turnover and work group learning. As I mentioned earlier, the current study used the lag information approach by using the time sequences of selected variables. Depending on the distribution of the outcome variables, the study used both linear and then count models. The final data set consists of 268 nursing units from 141 hospitals because of missing values for the selected variables. This slide presents the mean and standard deviation of the two explanatory variables of interest and then outcome variables. As you can see, average crude turnover rate at first period are the consistent as about 4%. And then over 6 months, nursing unit has a 12.65% average crude turnover rate. It could turn about 25% turnover rate for the 1 year. And then average length of stay April to June was 4.5 days for discharge. On average, nursing unit had 4 patient falls per 1,000 patient days. And then medication error of severe cases is the rare as 0.7 medication errors. The correlation among process and outcome variables are presented. The positive correlation among worker processes were found. This result suggests that nursing unit with a higher level of glucuration could have greater relational coordination as well as greater worker learning. In terms of patient outcomes, patient satisfaction and average length of stay are negatively related to each other. This result meets our expectations in terms of longer length of stay and then lower patient satisfaction. Although patient safety variables are correlated with each other, patient fall and medication errors are not related with either patient satisfaction or efficiency. This table presents the mean process and outcome variables by turnover spline groups. Overall, the spline group with lower turnover rate showed greater group cohesion, relational coordination, group learning, and shorter average length of stay. Only means of work group learning and average length of stay significantly differ by turnover spline groups. After specification test, the ordinary risk squares model with robust standard error was used to estimate the parameter of a work group process model. As you can see, the nursing unit turnover significantly predicts the work group process, and the direction of the relationship suggests that higher nursing unit turnover rate were associated with lower group cohesion, relational coordination, as well as lower work group learning. One interesting finding is that if you see the medium level of nursing spline groups, turnover could increase work group learning. I think that it shows evidence of the positive aspect of the work group turnover. And based on the specification test, the OLS with robust standard error was used to test the patient satisfaction model. Average crude turnover rate at first periods are not associated with patient satisfaction. The higher level of group cohesion and relational coordination was associated with greater patient satisfaction. Because model did not find the relationship between turnover and then patient satisfaction, it's not possible to test the mediating effect of worker process on the relationship between turnover and patient satisfaction. This slide summarizes the result of random effect model for the average length of stay. Average crude turnover rate between January and February are associated with average length of stay. The higher level of turnover rate was related with longer average length of stay. On the other hand, in the random effect model with both turnover and relational coordination, both variables are associated with average length of stay. In terms of direction, the increased relational coordination and then longer average length of stay is kind of opposite direction from what is expected. It can be explained by unobserved compounding factors such as a higher level of adverse event in February, which could lead to effort for greater relational coordination. At the same time, it could lead to longer average length of stay. The fossil model with adjustment for the dispersion is the final model for the patient falls and medication errors. In this model, better patient health status and teaching status were associated with a lower level of patient falls. In terms of teaching hospitals, this hospital can be characterized by having better resources providing patient cares. Thus, it has ability to reduce patient falls. In the similar vein, better nurse education was significantly related with lower level of medication errors. However, none of this model did not support any relationship between patient safety and turnover and patient safety and work processes. This slide presents the sign and significance of coefficient estimate and control variables. While models for the patient satisfaction and average length of stay were explained by the hypothesized model, the model for patient fall and medication errors were not well explained by hypothesized model. I just like to point out some interesting findings. The increased work complexity is associated with decreased patient satisfaction, and then adding hours positively associated with patient satisfaction and also associated with the shorter average length of stay. In conclusion, the current study is found evidence to support the negative relationship between turnover and work group processes. In terms of a positive aspect of the turnover, at the medium level of turnover, this study found that increased turnover was associated with increased work group learning. Little evidence was found the direct relationship of turnover on patient outcomes and effect of work group process on patient outcomes. Only average length of stay was associated with the turnover rate in terms of the increased turnover rate and the longer average length of stay. And better worker cohesion and relational coordination led to greater patient satisfactions. Although the current study improved the previous study of nursing turnover consequences, it has some limitations, such as turnover rate measured by 2 months and limited patient outcomes. Future study needed to consider the better appropriate time period of the turnover measurement, because the 2 months period of turnover rate measurement, it could be unstable. And also about the quality indicators or the type of nurse-sensitive quality indicators should include in the model to capture the impact of nursing turnover on patient outcomes. And then for the future study, this study suggests the consideration about the type of the turnover and then turnover volatilities. Probably voluntary and involuntary turnover could have a different meaning to the rest of the nurses in the nursing unit. And also turnover volatility, which means the variation of the turnover during given period, could affect the nursing unit tolerance for the nurse workforce instabilities. So therefore, the future study of the turnover consequences should address these issues. This is what I prepared today. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.